Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are into the second week of February, headed toward Valentine's Day. So
yes.
Encourage everybody to, do something special for your sweetie. And do some fun things. We always do. Linda and I do some things. This happens to be always around President's Day weekend. And
do
we
you guys
typically
usually ski that weekend.
Yeah, we typically go skiing. So we go and have a good time of just, you know, we hang out together and then we go skiing. And the snow, by the way, is fantastic this year.
Oh,
so
excellent.
We skied over Christmas and into January, and it's one of the better ski years. So
wow.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Not so much up here in New Hampshire yet.
No.
Well, when we're taping this anyway. It could be by the time this airs.
Yeah. So you haven't had a lot of snow this year?
No, not really. We've had a lot of rain.
So, we've been talking about this primer on God's will, and we've been focusing and we've given examples of step by step by step. And so I try to characterizing this is that for some reason, believers think that God's will is what I call elusive, is fuzzy, and I guess I just give it my best. And whatever happens, happens, because God is in control, and I just have to follow what happens and accept what happens. And God says, actually, it's the other way around, is that I have a will and it's spectacular. I will resolve every single one of your issues and I'll deliver to you the covenant life, the abundant life. By the way, because you're in the world, you're going to have all kinds of trouble. It's not going to be easy. You have an enemy that's trying to thwart my will. He's using self-centered people to work against my will. And if you're lazy, he says, you'll just wind up in the world where my will not be done. And you think it's me causing it, but actually it's because you never came with me to receive my will. And I can't do anything else. I could only allow you to do it. And again, that we have great examples in scripture. Think of Abraham and Sarah. They got the promise that I'm going to, give you a child. And you'll be the father of many nations, and through this will be the world will be blessed. By the way, which is true. So when you think about Abraham and Sarah, they wind up with Isaac, who's winds up being the father of Israel. Israel is the center of God's life, and who comes but Jesus through that nation to bring salvation to mankind? And now he's the recipient. And this is in Galatians chapter 3, by the way. It said that the covenant promise that was given to Abraham is not to us per se as believers. And Paul goes through this really great discussion of not to seeds, he uses plural, not to the seeds, the offspring, but to Christ. Christ is the recipient of the covenant, and he now issues that to us who have a heart to follow. And he says, you can receive it if you walk with me. I have it, God's Christ speaking. I'm in you. All you got to do is come with me and I'll deliver it to you. And I'll tell you step by step by step. And he goes back to, think about Abraham that got the promise. Abraham and Sarah, because it wasn't happening according to their timing.
What did they decide?
They said, I think it would be a good idea. And remember yesterday we talked about plans. Hey, I came up with an idea, a plan. I will go and hey, why don't you go lay with Hagar and you'll have a baby and that'll be God's promise.
Right.
And what a good idea. Now, remember what you read yesterday. Man establishes plans, but God directs the steps.
Yes.
Okay, what's the mistake that Sarah and Abraham made?
They didn't ask God what he had to say about that.
Yeah,
they made a plan and they just pushed right ahead with it.
Yeah, and here's the import of all that is that they didn't go to God, and by the way, God says it's okay that you struggle. It's okay that you wonder that. Well, God, you said, But I don't see it happening, and I don't see it being fulfilled. And God said, I know, I'm up to something. I got a timing on it, but it's okay that you struggle, but I want you to come and be with me and talk to me, dialogue with me, so I can, what, direct your steps. And they said, yeah, we're just going to take the step. They never even asked God. Now, here's the import of that. Did God stop him from doing it?
No.
No. See, that's the key, is that we got to be careful that we don't think, well, since God loves me, which he does, and he wants the best for me, which he does, if I do something that's not right, mm-hmm. he'll just stop it.
Right. And that's kind of that, I'll just act and open and close doors.
Right.
Thinking, right? Right?
Which, yeah,
I mean, God does open and close doors sometimes, but you cannot bank on that to be your direction.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about when he does that. But he says that I will direct your steps if you're walking with me. And if you decide to walk away from me and do your own thing, which is what Abraham and Sarah did, I will allow you to, because I respect, God says, I respect free will. Because what? He says, my invitation is always walk with me. I will direct your steps. My steps that I give you will be toward the very best, and it'll be spectacular. I'll resolve all your issues. Why would you not? But if you go your own way, I'll allow you to go your own way, and you'll fail. Mm-hmm. Now, he says, the good news is when you fail, which is what Abraham and Sarah did, is like, whoops, we made a mistake. And God said, yeah, you made a big mistake. He's not the son of promise. So you're going to have to cast him out and wait for me to give you supernaturally a baby. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, we will. Now, did God still fulfill the promise? See, yes. Why? Because they decided, well, I made a mistake and that was an error, but I can walk with you. And this is a new thing about God, is he says, no matter what has happened today, and this is the gospel, how about now? Mm-hmm. How about if you let me resolve everything you got, even the crazy mistakes you made?
Right.
And God says, I can do that, which is beautiful. So we want to get into this process. And we're talking about steps. How do we approach these steps? So go to Luke chapter 11. This is about how do we pray? He's already said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that you are to ask for and make sure, am I living with you in the kingdom? Mm-hmm. And again, it's kind of simple. He's the king. To walk with him in the kingdom, you have to come as a little child and say, I surrender my will to yours. I want to walk with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeking your will. I'm asking for your will. So he says, he's already said that. Now he gives a pretty good description of how we approach this. So go to Luke chapter 11, 5 to 13.
And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he be given a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If then you, being, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Yeah. So it's interesting, you know, he says, ask for the kingdom, ask for my will. And then he gives this little story. Mm-hmm. There's a guy that needs something, has people over, and he needs something. He goes to his neighbor. He knows this neighbor has the capability of delivering it, and he knocks on the door. And the neighbor from inside says, hey, we're already in bed. Our family's already in bed. No, I'm not going to get up and help you at this moment because I'm all settled with this. And he keeps knocking you. You know, come on, I need help. I need help. I need help. And it makes a statement. And read verse 8 again, just so that they understand on what basis this is all about.
I say to you, though, he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
Yeah. So he's saying a couple things here. And remember, this is where we understand the truth of Scripture. That we got to be careful, because Jesus particularly spoke a lot of things mm-hmm. that on the surface seem a certain conclusion, mm-hmm. but it's not what he's saying, because we have to keep thinking about what everything we've said. So he started out by saying two things: ask for the kingdom, mm-hmm. and ask for my will.
Right.
Okay. Entering the kingdom is by surrendering my will.
Yes.
And walking with the king. Okay. So it can't mean just beat God's door down until he finally says, you know, because
I'll
you've asked,
and give you whatever you want.
Okay. Because I'm going to give you your will because you're just so persistent with it. Mm-hmm. Or you, because you're my friend or my child, my family member. He said, well, that's not what I'm talking about. Why? I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, and this is throughout scripture, he said, don't test me. Mm. And if you test me, you stop my ability to deliver it to you. And the testing is this: God, give me what I want and prove mm-hmm. that you're God. He said, I can't do it. I will never let you be God. I'll never share my glory with you. And it won't be reversed where you become God and I'm serving you. Mm-hmm. You're walking with me. Why? Because I know more than you. And I can do things supernaturally that you can't. So it's not about if I just ask long enough for something I want, God will give it to me. He says, no, persistence is asking for my will and staying with it until you receive my will. Mm-hmm. And he said, not because you're my child, but because you're actively staying engaged, persistently saying, what is your will about this particular thing? And he said, stay with me until you receive it. So that even in the story, and of course, you know, Jesus could have gone this direction. He could have said, tomorrow, come and I'll give you what you want. Mm-hmm. Okay, if that was his will, what would that person have done? Okay, great, I'll come back tomorrow. See, right. I just need to know. So he said, persistence is stay with it, discover my will and how, remember, step by step by step. And so then he launches directly into the process. Mm-hmm. He says, therefore, this is how it works. Ask, seek, and knock. Mm-hmm. Ask, seek, and knock. Okay. And he says it twice. Okay. Ask. Keep thinking. What am I asking for?
His will.
His will. Okay. I have a specific issue. Mm-hmm. An unresolved issue, an adversity, a decision, something that's on my plate. And I know what it is. And I'm saying to you, Father, here's my issue. I do need an answer. I do need a resolution. What is your will about this? But mm-hmm. this is why Linda and I write them down on every different page. And we're doing that. Father, we're asking, what is your will about this particular situation? Mm-hmm. And by the way, a lot of them already, we've gotten promises.
Right.
God said, here is what I'm going to do about this. Now, we don't know how and we don't know when. But we do know the what. Mm-hmm. I'm going to resolve it this way. But now as we seek his will, and this is why we're trying to put all this together, what do we do? What's the next step? I got to have that. What's the next step? He said, well, go seek that. So I'm asking for his will. Then he says, seek the next step. And when I give you an instruction, go get the information, go wait for that event to happen, go wait for that person to respond and record what it is. And you seek the outcome, the information, the data from the next step. Mm-hmm. The word there is look for it as if it's lost treasure. Mm. So that our role, so we're asking for him to show us his will. Our role is to seek it step by step by step and look for it as if it's lost treasure. So, and mm-hmm. think about it, and it's purposely, and this is really what the Greek word means, is that you know it's there.
Right.
You just don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Or where it is. So go look for it. So that, and I use this analogy, is that when we do retreats, I say to people, I said, hey, if I was able to put into your house 5 gold bars mm-hmm. that are worth $50,000, they're in your house, what would you do when you go home?
You'd go home and turn everything upside down looking for it, right?
I told you it's there, but I didn't tell you exactly where it is. Your role is to go look for it as if it's there. And I'm going to go look under everything and pillows and beds and closets and drawers until I find them. See? Mm-hmm. Why? Well, I know they're there.
Okay. So here's a question for you on that one, because I think people can hear that part and picture a frantic seeking. Can you describe the difference between a frantic seeking of he said seek and Rich just said go turn over every cushion, and so I've got to go do, and they're upending everything looking, versus a directed seek?
Yes.
Can you talk to that a little bit?
It's not that I have to figure this out. Mm-hmm. And I gotta get it done. Gotta get it done. Nope. He just says, take the step. The seeking is generally when you, and you use the word directed, which it is that here's the next step mm-hmm. of the piece of information that you need to go do in order to move the thing down the road. Mm-hmm. And you have to spend the energy to go do it. So like, for example, I'm dealing with a guy who is looking to change his business career. And it came about, by the way, because he just made a statement to me is I'm not really enjoying what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Okay. I said, since you are aware of that, and I asked him, what would be your question to God?
What do you have to say about this?
Well, I do know that you want me to enjoy my work. Mm-hmm. And I do know you want me to financially be rewarded for my work. So would you reveal to me which direction I should go here? Now, by the way, it could be that something has to change at the work itself. Maybe it's a heart issue on his part. Mm-hmm. So it's not about, oh, of course, I've got to go leave. It's just, no, what do you have to say about that? And through discussion with he and his spouse and me, we recognize, wait a minute, what you really like doing isn't what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. And it's not rewarding for you. So let's start looking for another position. Now, people would say, well, then, and this is what you're talking about frantic. Okay, well, then I'll just go look at jobs all over the place, and I'll try to find somebody, and I'll try to talk to people, and I got to find a new job, find a new job. Nope, hold on. It's not a frantic, go figure this out. And the frantic is, I'm trying to get to the end line first. Mm-hmm. Rather, just, okay, what do I do now? What's the first step? And I said, okay, first of all, God says in this in Psalm 37, I'd love to give you the desires of your heart because who you are is what I've made you to be. So let's go spend some time on that. Mm-hmm. So I said, why don't you write down all the things in your current job that you like and you don't like? And what are the things that thrill you about the kind of work that you like to do because of who you are? And your wife can weigh in. So that's what they're doing. Okay, we're going to take that time to process that. And they're getting some really good information, and they're seeking truth. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do I know? What is true about that? And I said, when God shows you that truth, he'll build on that truth. Okay, so they moved to that position where we now have a pretty good list. And so the next step, which is what we're at right now, is you're still in the seeking mode. Mm-hmm. So based upon what you just wrote, what are some thoughts that God's given you as to where this could play out in industry and particular companies, types of companies that you think would be attractive to you? And he's putting a list of that down. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he'll give a list. All right. The next step will be go do some investigation in each of those three or four or five things that you write down. Mm-hmm. You're in the seeking mode. What are you seeking for truth? By the way, there's no rush. Don't frantically say, I got to figure it all out by Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Just take the time and start to get information because you're seeking truth. And God, see, his job is to take the possibilities and start to narrow them down. Mm-hmm. And you'll say, you know what, this one or this one's connecting, or somebody says, hey, this could really work. And you just go step by step by step. So you're seeking, and he's got to get you at the right place. And then finally, there'll be an opportunity where he'll be guided by mm-hmm. seeking. And all of a sudden it'll be, I think it's this one. Okay. God says, now knock on that. That's when the knocking comes. Mm-hmm. See if everything comes together in a real contract that stands up to everything that they said they're going to do and you're going to do, and does it fit with you? And he says, I can still close that door. Mm-hmm. Even then, that you got led all that way and you think this is it, knock on it. And the question is this it? Mm-hmm. And if it works, fantastic. If it doesn't work, fantastic. See, why? Right. Because God said, well, that's not the right one. But I needed you to get to that point because something that you saw with that is going to impact what you do next.
Right. And that's or the where timing some people forget exactly what you said right there, and they get discouraged in that when they get to the point that they knock and then that one doesn't open, then I must have heard wrong. Why did yes. I waste all this time instead of asking God what he was showing them in the midst of
yeah.
that particular part of the process, right?
Yes, yes. And it's 100% that way. And I always say that. I said, well, wait a minute. God's not, he's not, and we'll talk about this tomorrow because of the rest of the story about baiting and switching is, there's something purposeful about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't work out. And it wasn't that, well, that was a waste of time. And God says, no, it wasn't.
Right.
We needed you to get to that point because you learned something.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I used it because of timing and kept you busy with that because mm-hmm. the next thing that's coming wasn't available until you got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about timing and it's all about what happens next. And I never get discouraged with, man, I spent all this energy and it looked like that was the answer. And I really thought, and I really wanted that answer.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, I know, but that's not my answer.
Right. Right.
So relax, take it easy. By the way, do you recognize I'm still leading you to the best? Yep. What did you learn? Understand it. Now what? See, it's always now what, see? And so we'll talk more about this, but the ask, seek, and knock process is critical that we're always asking for his will. And he says, persistently stay with it until you receive my will.
Mm-hmm.
And take the steps of seeking, finding truth, what happens next, what do I need to know, and keep going until I lead you step by step by step. Why? Because you got all these forks in the road that you're going to come to, and I'm going to have to say, turn right, turn left, turn right, turn left. And you won't know that until you get there, see? So we'll talk more about that. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you give us, a really wonderful process, ask, seek, and knock. You want us to be persistent. Don't be lazy. Don't quit, but rather stay with it until we receive it. And we'll talk more as you want to reveal more to us about the beauty of what we can believe and what we can trust about it and the joy that comes from you. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Great conversation today. If you have questions from today's broadcast or even a situation that you are dealing with specifically and you want direct, you know, we would love to walk you through that. So be sure to send that in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.